It's time to chat to Alan Quinn, the CEO of the Empact Group. Alan, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming through. We appreciate having you in studio.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Damien.
So you guys as the Empact Group, what is it that you do?
Well, we're a multifaceted group. We have three main divisions, and we aim to be the preferred purpose-led partner in terms of providing our solutions for our clients in our food division, which does contract catering, in our cleaning division, which does cleaning, hygiene and pest control, and the facilities management side of things, which looks after buildings and space management. But the real heart and the core of our business are our dedicated people that are in our business. And yeah, they're the people who are on this journey and passion with us in terms of trying to do our best for everyone.
Now, you guys, as an organization, do you guys have quite a strong tie into CSI initiatives and projects and policies? How does that work on your website?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that talks to the purpose part of when we talk about preferred purpose, being a preferred purpose-led partner. For us, being purpose-led means it's more than just profits.
Yeah.
The initiatives that we look to be able to work with are those initiatives that help people, those initiatives that work with communities, and those initiatives that deal with planetary-related issues. So that's where our CSI focuses, in those three areas.
I like it because it's kind of broad and then it kind of narrows in. In terms of looking at these policies and at these projects that you guys have, what's it like with the company buy-in? Like, does someone from the office say, hey, I've come across this great project, someone was I met over the weekend, we were chatting, or do you guys, more of an organization, then go forward and pick what projects you're involved with?
So it's very much an organizational driven process that we follow. The strategy that we put in place, we look and seek out these type of initiatives that we can align with our business initiatives. So like this last year, we've spent quite a bit of time working on our sustainability strategy, and sustainability looks at the E, the S and the G. So E being environment, S being social, and G being the governance, and the E and the S, which talks really to the CSI side of things. And yeah, so the initiatives come to us from people, but we also look and seek out key initiatives.
Oh, that's really cool. For your CSI initiatives, tell us about a few that you guys have successfully implemented and how you've helped these communities.
Oh, so look, we've got lots, okay? And there's five I'd like to try and highlight today if we have the time to do it. But I think the first one to talk about is the Tebe Foundation. Mm-hmm. And the Tebe Foundation was started by the Tebe Investment Corporation, and they're our shareholder. Mm-hmm. So in 2011, the foundation was set up, and they look to maximize and continue driving community development, leading to empower communities to change lives. So that's their motto in terms of what they're looking for. Naliswa Boy is the MD that leads the trust. And the initiative that we are involved in is the one around education. Okay? And Nelson Mandela is the one that said education is the most powerful weapon that we can use, okay, to be able to change the world. Mm. And we think that aligned to the people side of our business is absolutely cool. So they've got language and numeracy programs that support about 17,000 people or learners. There's 16 schools, 295 teachers. And they have partnered with an organization, a nonprofit organization called the Math Center. And they look to be able to go out and enable teachers to be able to better understand the curriculum, put better training methodologies in place. They look to be able to bring parents into the learning process of these children, as well as to focusing on the students themselves in terms of how do they monitor their progress, how do they take ownership for this learning part of it, and how do they take accountability. So for us, the Math Center and Tebe, the Tebe Foundation, are really close to our heart in terms of, so that's one of the initiatives.
It's really nice because it's a very holistic approach, getting everyone involved. I think, you know, generally with learners, they find themselves in tough spots, you know, these days, and to have guys like you getting involved and streamlining the process and helping out wherever you can, it's absolutely incredible.
So with this particular initiative, we celebrate three key days in the South African calendar, and Nelson Mandela Day is being one. So this mm-hmm. initiative we linked to Nelson Mandela Day.
Okay, on the 18th of July,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And last year we had the privilege, okay, of, as well as having provided financial support to them, but to be able to take our organization to some of these schools and for a large portion of our company to be part of the process in terms of creating a learning environment. We were able to go paint the schools with colorful things that represent numeracy skills that we take for granted, but the learners don't necessarily get exposure to.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah,
so
linking it to Nelson Mandela Day was an incredible thing for us and an advantage for us last year.
And it ties in very well with Nelson Mandela Day.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Is there another big one that kind of sticks out in your mind?
Yeah. I heard your show as I was sitting waiting and you were talking about today's International Women's Day.
Yes.
A little fact about our business, more than 70% of our workforce are women.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
I don't think there's very many organizations out there to boast those kind of numbers.
Yes. And if we have a look at management levels, okay, and we look at it from a junior, middle, senior management, between 30 to 50% at the various different levels are women in our business. So we're a very woman-dominated business. Mm. So another day that we celebrate in our business is Women's Day. So on the 9th of August, we celebrate Women's Day, and we have partnered with Tears Foundation. I don't know if you know the Tears Foundation.
I've heard about
it.
Yeah. So the Tears Foundation do incredible work in terms of research around gender-based violence in our country, and their vision is to be able to ensure that adults and children in our country are free from abuse and sexual abuse.
And not just women, right? Even men. Because there are men that are also going through abuse in some spaces. Yeah.
Absolutely. But they do an incredible job in terms of creating programs for awareness, equipping people in our communities with coping mechanism, access to legal advice, access to counseling to be able to cope with these matters.
Nice.
And so we provide funding, but in response to working with them, okay? Because partnership is one of our core values. We brought them in on Women's Day last year, and they did some education across our business, and they came and did some basic self-defense skills with our team, and taking people through understanding what's the right things to do, right down to, like, at the end of this program, taking a board and punching the board, and everybody got to punch a board and break a board, and it was
free from frustration type of vibe.
We recently did one of those at our old studio, and they try to get some of the guys involved, and they're like, no, we don't want to get involved. It's really important skills that you guys are involved with. For the community at large, if they are looking for help with any of these kind of things that you guys are involved with, are they able to reach out and, you know, send you some information about what
Absolutely.
They're doing? And how would they do so?
So, Sinele Malamba is our marketing manager in our business, and my suggestion is go to our website, which is www.impactgroup.co.za. I think that's where they can get hold of us at, but just Google Impact Group.
And that's with an E.
Yes, E with an Impact Group. And then she would be able to connect people out there to some of the programs that we're involved with.
Fantastic. Nice. Alan, thank you so much for your time. It's really heartwarming to chat to someone like yourself and hear of all the good work that you guys are getting involved with. And that, you know, you often hear all the negatives, but now to sit and chat to you, hearing all these positives, you know, really fills my heart. So thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate it. Can we get that website one more time, please?
Yeah, so just Google Impact Group with an E. But it's www.impactgroup.
That's
nice and easy.
Right?
One word.
Nice and easy to remember.
Impact Group.
Nice.
Alan, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks, Damien.